This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And we are just shocked, devastated. I'm flabbergasted. I'm trying to think of another word that sounds something like that, Ian. I'm at a loss. I can't even think of a better word than flabbergasted, but... apparently, this has to do with the Holy See. That's the Pope.
What is that?
That is the Vatican. The Holy See is a phrase that I've read in novels and in reference to the Vatican.
Is it the water, the body of water that it's located?
No, no, they just refer to it as the Holy See, S-E-E.
Oh, okay, I was thinking S-E-A.
Oh, the Holy See.
Right.
But in this case, so Catholics... all around the globe, and I'm not Catholic. My girlfriend is, and her mom is, and they're all into that. But a lot of Catholics around the world contribute to this fund to help the poor, and that's an admirable thing. I love charity. I love the idea of helping out your fellow man, especially in the holiday season. This is a good time to be thinking about that. But recent news kind of puts a little bit of a question on that. The Vatican is using donations that are intended to the poor to fight its own budget deficit. So they are...
there's a budget deficit in the Catholic Church?
There is a budget deficit in Vatican. It's one of the most... you're right.
Well, I hadn't even said it, yes, but it's one of the wealthiest organizations on the planet. It has been around for, I don't know, how many hundreds of years.
Well, if it started with Peter, you're right around 2000.
They own a ton of property. I remember the radio station that we used to do this show from, one of them, because we did in three different places in Florida, was on the property of the Catholic Church, the Catholic Diocese of Venice or Sarasota or whatever it was.
Sure.
In Florida. I mean, they just owned all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And
it wasn't a religious radio station. It wasn't their radio station. The station was paying rent on the property, and there was a tower on it and everything. Just owned by the Catholic Church. They're all over the place. So, I mean, how they could have so much at their disposal and still have a budget deficit? I mean, what kind of spending are we talking about here?
It makes you wonder. They have had to spend a lot of money in settling a lot of cases. With perverted priests.
Right.
That's certainly going to be part of it, I suspect. Well, let's see what this says. This sermon doesn't amount to much, apparently. As little as 10% of donations by Roman Catholics that are specifically advertised to help the poor and suffering actually go towards charitable work, a new report says. About two-thirds of the rest of the $55 million in donations for Pope Francis's annual charitable appeal, known as Peter's Pence, is used to fill the Vatican administrative budget deficit, the Wall Street Journal reported in an article Wednesday, citing sources familiar with the spending. The newspaper said that the use of Peter's Pence for the budget is raising concerns among some Catholic leaders that the faithful are being misled about the use of their donations, which could further hurt the credibility of the Vatican's financial management under Pope Francis. So, like any organization, they have a budget. Mm. You know, there's going to be, you know, budget line for charitable giving. Here's $55 million that's tagged for Peter's Pence, helping the poor specifically. And it flows in, it gets its funding from contributions from regular Catholics.
Well, that's where they get all their funding from, presumably. Well, I guess with the exception of whatever rent they're charging for on the various properties that they own.
They do that. And I'm sure they have a number of assets. You know, they probably have funds and things like that. Sure. But this
is not enough, apparently.
Apparently not. And other things that they have are administrative costs. the Vatican City is, I believe, it's viewed as a country,
yep,
even though it's within Rome. So you have to keep up a country, which means you got to hire trash men, and you've got to hire guards, and you've got to keep the streets clean and stuff like that.
Yeah, I wonder what the organization is there. I mean, do they have taxes in Vatican City? Do the people that live there, I mean, are there people that live there that aren't priests?
I don't know.
Do the garbage men in Vatican City live in Vatican City?
Or do they hire workers from outside, from Rome? Mm. I don't know. That's
a
good
either.
Question.
Don't know anything about it.
I don't either.
If you do, we've got open phones all the time.
855 450 free. If you know anything about the Vatican, you can help fill us in. My question is how does something that is specifically tagged, my donation, I put it in the envelope on Sunday that says for Peter's Pence, how does that end up paying for the Pope's armed guards or cleaning up the streets or things like that, things that aren't what they're supposed to go to? And I assume a lot of Catholics would ask the same question. I'm sure that churches in general, and it's not just because they're tax exempt, but that probably is part of it too. You know, what accountability do they have to regular Catholics, people who donate, people that are making this organization functional?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, presumably that sounds pretty dishonest to me, unless there's like an asterisk on the donation form that says, if we need to, we'll use this money to shore up our other funds. Otherwise, without a disclaimer like that, it would seem to be pretty dishonest and false advertising. I think people should rightfully be upset. How many of them are upset, I don't know. How this news came out, I'm also not sure as well. Somebody must have leaked this information, right? Because churches, at least in the U.S., have financial privacy. They don't have to release. It may not be the case in Europe, but they don't have to release their books.
That's true. The Journal, citing people familiar with the fund's use, said that the assets of Peter's Pence have dwindled since Francis became Pope in 2013 from more than $775 million to about $665 million. Meanwhile, the Holy See's deficit in 2018 doubled to more than $76 million on a budget of around $333 million. So is that the budget for the Vatican City, the $333 million that they're in the hole? I don't know.
I don't know, but that's half 666.
Coincidentally. Last month, Francis replaced the Vatican's top financial regulator. This sounds like American politics. We've got bad news coming out of the budget.
So replace
budget.
The
yeah.
Budget
start replacing budget guys. Last month, Francis replaced the Vatican's top financial regulator on the heels of a financial scandal involving the church's London real estate investments.
Mm.
Peter's Pence is a special collection from Roman Catholics.
Maybe that's
every
who went
June.
Public. Maybe, I mean, I'm speculating here, but maybe the guy they blew out the door over this controversy happened to have a copy of the books on him, and he said, "Oh, you're going to blow me out the door? Well, here you go. We'll just leak this data to
Wall Street Journal.
Whoever."
Quote, "It's an ancient practice which began in the first community of the apostles."
Wait, what is an ancient practice? Moving money from one point to another?
No, it's talking about this donation, and I skipped a bit accidentally. Accordingly, Peter's Pence is a special collection for Roman Catholics every June. According to the collection's website, a day for the works of charity. These collections and donations by the individual faithful and entire local churches raises the awareness that all the baptized are called to materially sustain the work of evangelization and at the same time to help the poor wherever, in whatever way is possible, the site says. Quote, "It is an ancient practice which
began..." I guess they're going to say that the Catholic Church is now technically the poor because
right.
They are in a budget deficit. They're in need.
I need a new Popemobile.
They're in severe need, and so therefore they're, you know, you got to be able to help yourself before you
right?
can help somebody else, right?
It's a moving target, but hey, we've got to keep the Pope in a brand new shiny Popemobile. 855-453. Are you Catholic? What do you think about this? I mean, I would think that your church is the one thing in your life you should be able to trust. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And I wanted to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There's no ID requirements. There's no need to sign up for anything. Just use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That is local.bitcoin.com. We have been talking about this. Usually when we're talking about budget deficits, usually it's the federal budget or it's some town that's spent more money than, undoubtedly, not things that people really want, but things that government says you need. In this case, it's the Vatican. It's the Pope. The Pope has exceeded his budget, and people donate every June specifically to help the poor. This is called the offering for Peter's Pence, a fund that helps poor people all around the world. And the Wall Street Journal has broken the story that apparently only approximately 10% of donations that go to help the poor are actually making it to the poor. The other 90% is being eaten up by administrative costs and to help pay down the Vatican.
90%?
90% of the money donated is going to go towards things other than helping the poor.
In the case of the Peter Pence. That's
yes.
Official. That's their official numbers? It's 90% overhead?
No, it's saying 90% of the money donated is not going
to help the poor.
Right.
Generally, that's considered the overhead of a charity, meaning that if you take in money and you spend 90% of it on your administrative staff, that's the overhead, you know, and then what's left goes to the
right.
Poor. An efficient charity, it's usually the reverse, where 10% is the overhead, or maybe 15 or 20%. But if you start going beyond, you know, 90% of the money going to the poor, people should start pulling their funds.
Well, it's not even going towards the administration of that particular fund,
mm-hmm.
Peter's Pence. It's just going into the general bucket. Into the Vatican coffers, and they're trying to pay down the budget deficit that the Vatican is running.
Wow.
I've never given any real thought to the Vatican's budget other than to assume it's a staggering number, given the number of Catholics.
Yep.
And
the property they have is humongous.
Right, and people who want to support their church. I've got to imagine this is a big budget. But they've been running at a deficit. And
well, I mean, how many scams can these people continue to suffer?
You
know, you've got priests that are molesting children over decades. You know, we keep seeing those stories come back. They don't seem to stop. You know, one guy gets caught and then another guy gets caught. And then what do they do? They shuffle the first guy over to another location and they try to quiet things down before the next scandal hits. And now you've got a budgetary scandal. That is pretty shocking here. So, I mean, you've got sex, you've got rape, you've got budgetary insanity. I mean, what else do you really need to pull your support for this organization? I mean, you can be maybe I'm wrong about this. I don't know much about Catholicism, but can you be a non-attending Catholic? Can you, like, be a Catholic without actually going to Mass and supporting the Catholic Church directly? Or
if it's anything like the Episcopal Church, you've got 99% of people that actually never go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they do on Easter, maybe they do on Christmas, but there's a big push on Catholics, like all churches, I'm sure, to, you know, open up your pocketbook and, you know, help support our mission and things like that. And I think this should raise doubt with people because it's the internet age. You can do things much more directly. you don't need to go through middlemen. It's some of the reasons we like Bitcoin. If I want my money to go to someone, I don't have to trust my bank, and I don't have to trust PayPal, and I don't have to trust the postal service. I can send money directly to that person. And I suspect that people are going to, Catholics are going to ask, you know, okay, you know, Peter's Pence, we contribute to this thing every year, but is there a better way for me to make sure that my money goes to poor people? And what it
apparently
does...
Don't give it to the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find some organization with real transparency and that, you know, you... Because most charities are willing to be transparent. You know, not only because they have to be by whatever government regulation, but because they want your contribution. So, you know, if in order to contribute, one of your requirements is, yeah, I'm willing to contribute to you, but I want to see your books.
Right. A spokesman,
if they don't let you, then you probably should go somewhere else.
That's telling in itself. A spokesman for the Vatican's mission to the United Nations did not immediately respond to a request for comment from CNBC about the journal's report. The article noted that under church law, a pope can use Peter's Pence in any manner that serves his ministry. That's interesting. So, well, basically, I mean, the pope is...
So they do have a disclaimer.
Apparently, mm-hmm. Or they just say that the pope is... The pope has... he is the head of the church. He can do with it as he wishes,
sure,
as he sees fit. So maybe that's the case. But even in an organization like that, I would still think that my money goes where they said it was going to go. More to the point, they just raised the money by saying this is for Peter's Pence, which people may have supported for their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you're asking me for money, but it's just really going to your administrative budget for the whole Vatican? I mean, it's misleading.
Sure it is.
The Journal, citing people familiar with the fund's use, say the assets of Peter's Pence have dwindled over the years from around $775 million to $665 million. And it's just, I don't know, I think that... The time is coming where people are questioning religion, organized religion anyway. I don't think that the overall numbers of people who feel they are spiritual, who believe in a higher power, I don't think that's really changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are beginning to question how they wish to involve themselves in their quest for spirituality, you know?
I think that's been going on for a while.
I do, too. I think it might be accelerating.
I believe, I think you're right about that. I mean, I don't have numbers in front of me, but I think the number of churched people, meaning the...
Sure.
There's religious people, total, and then there's the religious people who go to church.
Right.
And I believe that the number of churched people has been shrinking.
I don't doubt that. And I understand if your money's not going to go where they're saying, that would be a cause for my concern. 855 450 free. What do you think? I'd really love to talk to a Catholic.
Yeah,
not meaning to bash anybody. I just want to understand what the average Catholic feels about this going on. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration has reached a trade deal in principle with China pending approval from President Trump. The president met with top advisors to discuss whether to delay the next round of tariffs on Chinese goods. Fireworks again on Capitol Hill as the House Judiciary Committee continues to debate the articles of impeachment against President Trump.
We're going to call facts facts here. There's no crime. You know why? It's interesting. My friend from California just said, Where are they on these different things? Where's the Democrats? My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it. You don't have it, so you didn't put articles on it.
That's Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snowblowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Hey, have you heard of Caleb Jones? He's the creator of Alpha Male 2.0. You can listen to the replay of our live webinar with Caleb, complete with Q&A, at alpha.freetalklive.com. Caleb has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and date women under their terms. He asked questions like, what good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Have you ever wanted to work where you wanted to work instead of having to report to work? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? To some, what Caleb teaches is controversial. However, he is not creating sound bites for shock value. He believes deeply that Alpha 2.0 way of life, and he wants to help you be more than just a beta male, or even more than an alpha male. He wants to help you become an Alpha Male 2.0. Listen to the replay of our live webinar with Caleb, on demand and complete with Q&A at alpha.freetalklive.com. That's alpha.freetalklive.com. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
We have been talking about the Catholic Church, but we're going to mix it up a little bit and talk about Ponzi scams.
From one scam to another scam.
It's Scam Thursdays here on Free Talk Live. I'm sure we can find some government scams in here, too.
Oh, yeah.
We really try hard.
The government is a scam. I mean,
that's true.
From top to bottom. But just because, you know, this is one of the things that is worth pointing out here, is the government gang is going to look like the good guy in this next story because they have broken up a Ponzi scheme. And anybody that looked at this scheme probably could have determined that it was likely to be a Ponzi scheme based on the promises they were making. It's a cryptocurrency organization known as BitClub.
BitClub. I never heard of this one.
Yeah.
Surprised me. I've heard about everything, I thought, but this one's a new one on me.
And it's been around for quite a while. I believe it started in 2014. But, of course, the government goons run their own Ponzi scheme. It's called Social Security.
Right.
And they will never arrest themselves for that. So I think it's worth pointing out here that while they, you know, may have indeed arrested some alleged crooks.
I got to call you on that, Ian. I mean, Ponzi scheme, that means that the money going out is going to people, and all that money is provided by people currently paying into the system.
Yes, that's exactly what Social Security is.
God, that is
exactly. They don't even try to hide it.
They don't. It's actually, and don't forget, Social Security is a temporary program that was temporarily started in the 30s. But it was just a temporary problem to help out during the Great Depression. It'll go away when we don't need it anymore.
So this I came across years ago. I don't remember if it was at a crypto conference or if it was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But one of the guys who's been arrested here, Joby Weeks, is a person who has been at a number of different libertarian events over the years.
Wow.
You know, I've not spent much time with him. We were never particularly close. I never really wanted to get close to Joby because of him constantly promoting this BitClub thing, which
right.
sounded really scammy to me the first time. He tried to get Mark and I on board with it a long time ago. And, you know, all the red flags were there. I'm not going to say he's a scam artist. I don't know enough about the allegations in this case, but it certainly sounds pretty bad.
Right.
Of course, indictments usually do.
Sure.
There is a portion of this indictment where he seems to have had a little bit more of a conscience than his co-conspirators in this particular case. But let's get into the story here. This is actually, I'm just going to read straight from the Department of Justice news release, because basically all the media is just, you know, regurgitating that.
Right.
From Newark, New Jersey, three men were arrested in connection with a cryptocurrency mining scheme that defrauded investors of $722 million U.S. dollars, according to U.S. Attorney Craig Carpenito. Matthew Brent Gotcha, G-O-E-T-T-S-C-H-E, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, Gotcha.
It makes sense, though.
Jobadiah Sinclair Weeks, that's Joby from Colorado, and what's the other guy's name? I'm not seeing the other name.
Joseph
Abel. Thank you.
Yeah.
So the first two guys were charged by indictment with conspiracy to commit wire fraud. And then Weeks, Gotcha, and Abel were charged by indictment with conspiracy to offer and sell unregistered securities. So what is a security?
A security can be a stock. It's anything you're selling. If you're selling it and there's a promise of a return,
that it could go up in value.
That it could go up in value, and there's an active group promoting it.
And it's like a share in a company, right? Like a share in some sort of organization.
It's a good example.
Whereas like a cryptocurrency isn't necessarily a security, even though the value could go up.
Right. Generally not.
Because like you don't have ownership in a company if you own a piece of like, say, Bitcoin. There's no
Correct.
Company behind that.
Right. There is nothing. And what they use is, what the feds will use is what's called the Howey test. And that asks four questions. Questions like, is there a company behind it? Is there a promise or a implication that it will increase in value that somebody's saying on behalf of this company? You know what I mean? That's kind of what defines a security.
So that's what they were accused of here. All are scheduled to have their initial appearances, and I guess since then they've also picked up an additional person, or they're looking for a fifth man who has not been named. They've redacted that name from the indictment. I did pull the indictment up here as well. The indictment describes the defendant's use of the complex world of cryptocurrency to take advantage of unsuspecting investors, said the U.S. attorney, saying further, what they allegedly did amounts to little more than a modern high-tech Ponzi scheme that defrauded victims of hundreds of millions of dollars. And they say, working with our law enforcement partners here and across the country, will ensure these scammers are held to account for their crimes. Those arrested today are accused of deploying elaborate tactics to lure thousands of victims with promises of large returns on their investments in a Bitcoin mining pool, an advanced method of profiting on cryptocurrency, said Paul Delacourt, the assistant director in charge of the FBI in Los Angeles. He said further, the defendants allegedly made hundreds of millions of dollars by continuing to recruit new investors over several years while spending the victims' money lavishly. Quote, today's indictment alleges the defendants were involved in a sophisticated Ponzi scheme. And they're saying the same thing over and over again. This was a classic con game with a virtual twist, false promises of large returns for investing in the mining of Bitcoin. They say, according to the documents filed in this case, from April of 2014 through December of this year, defendants operated BitClub Network, a fraudulent scheme that solicited money from investors in exchange for shares of purported cryptocurrency mining pools and rewarded investors for recruiting new investors.
There's the Ponzi.
Gotcha. Weeks and others conspired to solicit investments in BitClub Network by providing false and misleading figures that BitClub investors were told were Bitcoin mining earnings. And they, in the indictment, they actually, was looking through that, they actually have some chat logs of these guys talking to one another, or at least two of these right. people. And just literally talking about just cooking up some numbers.
I don't doubt it.
Actually using the word Ponzi to describe what it was that they were doing. So it's not like they just accidentally bumbled into some sort of a thing here. They intended to defraud people.
Yeah, and so real quickly, what Bitcoin mining is, a lot of people don't know that, but new Bitcoins, they can't just be printed. You can't just say, give me 100 new Bitcoins. Bitcoins have to be mined, and that's a complex kind of, it takes a lot of computing power to do that. So oftentimes, people will set up big mining pools, which is just a collection of lots of hardware that's really good at solving mathematical problems. And they will tend to be able to print or create new Bitcoins faster than their competition, or be able to beat them in this race to solve the problem. So a real Bitcoin mining pool is not a Ponzi scheme. You can't create Bitcoins more than once every 10 minutes, but you have to play by the rules.
Coming up, I'll tell you how one of these organizers called his investors dumb sheep and that he was building the whole model on the backs of idiots.
That's pretty clear. 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about cryptocurrencies, and Divi is one of a new generation of cryptocurrencies. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. It's just a few taps. You'll be able to spend, earn, store, exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat, that's fiat currencies, right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be available in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. In studio is Chris.
And Ian.
And we have been talking about Ponzi schemes.
Yes, indeed. Well, the website for BitClub Network says it's not a Ponzi scheme. I went into archive.org.
Really?
If you try to go to their website now, it says it's not available in the United States and the Philippines. But back in the day, it was available.
What does it say at the Social Security office? I mean, does it say...
Oh, I don't think that's in their frequently
asked
questions.
We are a Ponzi scheme. But we're a government-approved Ponzi.
Yeah, it's legal when they do it.
Yeah, okay.
Plus, you know, you're actually not buying... Well, in the case of BitClub Network, the U.S. government gang that's coming after them is alleging that they were selling securities, meaning shares in this company that would purportedly pay out. So if you go back in time, and archive.org is a wonderful website that allows you to just put in any website URL that you want to, and then it shows you a series of dates, and you can pick the date that you want to look at. So I'm looking at, looks like 2015, March of 2015. So within the first year of operation of the BitClub network, because it began, I think, in late 2014. And so you could give them $500 for a share in mining pool number one.
Wow.
And they say that that will be used to purchase new equipment and fund the mining operations. Every day the Bitcoin earned from this mine will be split among all members in the pool and paid out daily. Each share earns 50% profit.
Wow.
Another 50% used to purchase additional shares. Or you could join Mining Pool 2 for $1,000 and earn 60% profit. Or Mining Pool 3 for $2,000, where you'll earn a whole 70% profit. And when you hear numbers like that, you ought to
be... I'm excited. Where do I sign up?
You ought to throw up the red flags, because that's
right.
What you need to be aware of whenever there's just, you know, ridiculous numbers like 50% profit being thrown around. So what were they actually doing with the money? Well, apparently they were spending it on themselves, or some of them were. I don't know how many of these people that they've indicted are really the worst of the worst, but one of them, according to the indictment, this gotcha character, appropriately named, I suppose,
right,
has he's said some of the most offensive things in this indictment so far. So another little bit here from the justice.gov press release is from April 2014 through December of 2019. They operated this fraudulent scheme that solicited money from investors in return for shares of purported cryptocurrency mining pools. Gotcha, Weeks, and others conspired to solicit investments in BitClub by providing false and misleading figures that BitClub investors were told were Bitcoin mining earnings purportedly generated by their mining pool. Gotcha discussed with his conspirators, that their target audience would be dumb investors, referred to them as, quote, sheep, and said that he was, quote, building this whole model on the backs of idiots, unquote.
Oh,
Gotcha directed others to manipulate the figures displayed as, quote, mining earnings, unquote, during the course of the conspiracy. And they've got chat logs between Gotcha and another guy where he is basically ordering this other guy to completely cook up some statistics and numbers and... Yeah. For example,
wow.
In February of 2015, Gotcha directed another conspirator to, quote, bump up the daily mining earnings starting today by 60%, unquote. To which his conspirator warned, that's not sustainable. That is Ponzi territory and fast cash out Ponzi, but sure. So I guess they went ahead and did it.
Okay, yeah, you talked me into it.
In September, Gotcha sent an email to another conspirator in which he suggested the BitClub network, quote, drop mining earnings significantly starting now so that he could retire RAF. Do you know what that stands for?
I don't.
It stands for, apparently, for rich as...
F.
Mm-hmm.
As the letter F. That's impressive.
Now, to Joby Weeks' credit, he did send an email in June of 2017 to Gotcha and another conspirator in which he remarked that BitClub selling shares in BitClub and then not using the money to purchase mining equipment was, quote, not right, unquote. So apparently, Joby at least did have, amongst this group of alleged conspirators, some sort of a semblance of, you know, a conscience.
Wow.
Going on, Weeks and the others obtained the equivalent of at least $722 million from BitClub Network investors. They also conspired to sell BitClub Network shares, which were securities, according to the government, notwithstanding that BitClub Network did not register the shares with the SEC. Weeks and Abel created videos and traveled around the United States and the world to promote BitClub Network. In one video, a conspirator espoused that BitClub Network was, quote, the most transparent company in the history of the world that I've ever seen, unquote. And in another video, Abel assured investors that the BitClub Network was, quote, too big to fail.
famous last words.
So they're looking at, apparently, of up to 20 years in prison, a fine of up to $250,000 and more. So that's your summary from the Department of Justice about this. You know, if you had seen this promotion, Chris, back in 2015, offering you 50% profit for a mere $500 investment.
Wow.
On into the future. All you got to do is pay $500, and then you're just going to get paid out as long as this network exists.
Yeah.
You get a share of all the revenues from all the mining going on.
Yeah. I'm old enough that I've been confronted with Rainbow Vacuum Cleaner and Amway pushers for like 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's everything that says if you just buy into this, you'll start getting money hand over fist and I know a guy that is making tons of money off of this, and I put my money into it. All those things should be red flags, and cryptocurrency is no different. The space is rife with scams. And
well, okay, so you bring up network marketing. You brought up Amway, which is, of course, one of the largest and most successful network marketing companies of all time.
Sure.
Technically, those aren't Ponzi
schemes.
No, they're
not.
If there's a real product that's being offered, now it may be an expensive product, and
sure,
it may be padded in its cost in order to fund the network marketing distribution model that is backing it up.
Sure.
But technically,
they're not Ponzi's.
It's
network marketing.
Legitimate, semi-legitimate way of promoting a product or service through the use of these affiliate programs or individuals who are sort of associated with this company. There's real problems with network marketing, but it's different than a Ponzi scheme.
What network marketing has done for me, it has made me increasingly wary of promises.
Sure.
And that's all Ponzi schemes have to offer is a promise. And it starts off with something that sounds sort of like network marketing. Oftentimes, you know, just get your friends involved and, you know, show them the opportunity too. And in reality, there may be a Ponzi scheme under all that.
So I want to just jump back here to this statement here. I'm looking at the indictment, and they're showing chat logs between Gotcha and another alleged co-conspirator named Balakai. And Balakai seems to be like the tech that Gotcha goes to get him to kind of cook things up for him. So they talk about creating a fake pool and slowly introducing, you know, real numbers. He asks to bump up the daily mining earnings starting by 60%. His tech responds that it's not sustainable, as you mentioned earlier. Gotcha says they haven't been bumped up in a long time. The tech says, okay. Gotcha says we can push them back down, but we need a boost. Balakai says, do you realize you need to pay for like 1,000 days technically? And Gotcha says, we will dilute over time. Members will think it's due to strong growth, but right now the payout doesn't even break people even after 1,000 days.
Oh,
we need to look like we will break them even in 9 to 12 months and then start to curtail it from there. So the idea was make it look a certain way, but then slowly reduce the payouts over time as they keep taking in new members.
Right.
And then using the new money to buy fancy jets or whatever it was, you know, boats and things like that they bought.
Make it look like multi-level marketing, but it's not. 855 453. We're going to talk about this and why people insist to get taken. This is Free Talk Live.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Hello, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.